Here's Niamh Horan this morning, our friend Niamh. Morning to you, Niamh.
Good morning, how are you?
Well, parking tickets here, up 50%. 90 quid they've put them up to.
Good, absolutely. Do you know I'm clamping up there as well, no?
No.
No, well, if you park the wrong place down here, it's 120 quid fine. So I think you've gotten away very, very easy up until now.
We've got the private proprietors and things can clamp, but in terms of the traffic wardens, so they just clamp. But this has gone up now from 60 quid to 90 quid. 90 quid, Niamh.
Why not? Give me one good reason why not.
Give you one good reason why not. Because quite a few people that are getting stung by this are decent people. It's hard times.
Is this you, Stephen, who just throws their car up anywhere up on the curb and runs in and says, ah, sure, I can afford it or I get caught?
Well, do you know what I do? Here's what I do, and slap me down for this. So if I'm coming into work during the day and it's hard to get a parking space, yeah, I park outside the BBC and I try to pay for it. And when it runs out in 4 hours, lo and behold, I might be busy in work. And these people do you within minutes. It's the most efficient service I have ever seen in Northern Ireland. The most efficient service I have ever seen in my entire life.
Absolutely, absolutely. And why shouldn't they? I mean, if you do the crime, you do the time. And it's just, I mean, it's a great way. It's a very easy way of making money. It's a very efficient way of making money. And it's to get people who are irresponsible, who are lazy, who don't want to go in and put in an extra few.
I can blow you out of the water this morning.
Fire ahead.
All right.
I think you're on to losing battle here.
Really?
Fairness.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Why don't we have this efficiency in the planning service in Northern Ireland, which would really, really help business in this economy? Why don't we have this efficiency in the National Health Service in Northern Ireland? How come? Hold on a minute. How come I've done story after story, month after month in this programme, of people walking in the accident and emergency wards seriously ill?
They're sitting
waiting for 6 and 7 hours to get treated, and the efficiency isn't there. The efficiency isn't in the planning service. I've been speaking to people recently that have been waiting on the police weeks to turn up.
You're comparing apples to pears here. It's completely.
I'm comparing the priorities in this community that it seems to be that the soft touch is the easy target. The ordinary decent man that does a misdemeanor is the easy target.
I think you're, what do you drive? I'd say you're a Mercedes or a four-wheel drive, try and throw it up on the curb, run in, Asher, look, BBC pay me a good wage. I can pay it if I get caught, I'll take the risk. And by all means, take the risk, Stephen, in the same way as driving in a bus lane or parking where you shouldn't be. But if you get caught, you get caught and you should pay the fine. And maybe we'll deter people from deciding to leave it there and thinking that they can get another couple of hours and Asher, I can afford it if it's 40 quid. Maybe there's a good reason that they're putting it up. And it's a great way of earning money for the local council as well. Why not? Just go and park your car in a car park. Get the bus in. Maybe walk.
I don't do buses.
Well, you don't do public transport.
No, I do. Right, I like trains. I can't think of anything worse.
Why?
I don't do buses.
Why? You don't want to sit with the riffraff of the bus, no?
No, it's nothing to do with that. I couldn't. You know, if I'm getting to work in the day, I want to drive to work. I don't want to stop at every stop. Drive me insane.
Well,
I don't want to stand in the rain at a bus stop. I don't want to do it.
Well, then if you make that choice, you drive into work, then you have to know the consequences if you leave your car over time. And you saying that it's unfair. Life's not fair, Stephen.
By the way, the bus fares, they're going up 3% too. Why is the ordinary man getting stung? Seriously, now. You know, now, when the ordinary guy is feeling it more difficult than ever. Why is he getting done now?
Man. I don't think you should clash yourself.
I'm not. Sorry. Sorry. Hold on a minute.
You won't even take the bus to work.
No.
I mean, you drive in when everybody else has.
Yeah, that's my crime, Niamh.
Park it outside the front door.
I sometimes work 50 or 60 hours a week. Here's my crime. I drive a car. I'm really sorry. I drive a car. There's my problem.
That is a nice luxury these days, you know. Times are tough. But you can't go and complain if they put up the parking fares.
I'm just asking if now, and let's not make this about me because it's erroneous. You know, we've heard from a local businessman there, and when he's unloading his gear to bring it into his local small business, they're doing him every time. He can't even, you know, there's no discretion. He can't turn around to one of these red coats and say, actually, listen, the business is struggling here. I'm trying to get stuff into the shop. I've created jobs. Just give me 15 minutes. They do him.
Well, look, there's an exception to the rule. But does he not have a loading bay that he can use?
No, they took it away.
Does he not have someone that can guard the car?
No, they took it away. Then he tries to meet the Department of Regional Development. They don't turn up 3 times. They just don't turn up. That's all right. Just don't turn up.
You and I both know the majority of people are like you, Stephen. They drive to work. They park outside the front door. They meet somebody for coffee. They're chatting a bit too long. They leave their car there outside. They're browsing down.
What a crime. What a crime.
In the local. Well, look, listen to me. Just go out and put the money in. Put the money in. You won't need to be worrying about the big fine anymore. I think people have gotten away easy to now.
Stay there, Niamh.